2001, after Travis's third release from prison at age 35, he began to solicit sex workers along Broadway in the Baden neighborhood of St. Louis. Sometimes Travis would let the women leave after they had smoked crack and engaged in consensual sex, but many of these women would never be seen alive again. Travis would film his interactions with these women as he verbally berated them and tortured them with a stun gun. In part one, we discussed how Travis's videotape trophies allowed him to revisit his crimes in vivid detail whenever he wanted.
Travis would imprison these women in his basement for days at a time. Ultimately, he would strangle his victims to death and leave their bodies in overgrown lots in East St. Louis on both the Missouri and Illinois side of the Mississippi River. In the summer of 2001, police were finding the bodies of these women once every 5 to 6 weeks, but their investigation stalled when Travis was sent to prison once more on November 29, 2001, for violating probation by possessing drugs. He was released in March 2002 at age 36.
In May of 2002, Bill Smith, a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch,